Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Podcast, VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Josh Applebaum gives you every piece of info you need to be ready for betting the day's biggest games in just 15 minutes. He'll go over line movement, injuries, and what you need to be looking at before you make your bets. Make the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast part of your morning routine. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
Paul, I highly recommend the College Football Betting Podcast and the Pro Football Betting Podcast.
All right, excellent.
Okay.
Check it out. All right, all very good. Wayne Krivsky joins us now, former MLB executive and Reds GM. We've had plenty of upsets. We have the 5 seed against the 6 seed in the NLCS, Wayne. And I know Dusty Baker was asked about it and made some comments. He said he knew right away there was something wrong with the Dodgers. Did we see these teams with the great records and home field be affected by the layoff?
I don't think there's any question about it, Paul. And Dusty's a pretty observant guy and a good friend of mine. That's the overriding thing that I'm taking away from the playoffs here is that 5-day layoff with your hitters. It's just baseball. It's a game of rhythm and daily, you know, playing daily and getting in a routine. And when you players get out of their routine, some crazy things can happen. And I'm curious what that price was, Paul, before the series started that the Padres would be playing the Phillies. But whoever has it, good for them.
What was the price, Paul?
The
Padres Phillies matchup.
Yeah, huge
parlay. What about Dave Roberts managing in that series and the way he handled the pitchers, Wayne? Anything jump out to you there?
Yeah, you know what, Matt? There's one thing there in that big inning the Padres had the other night, the 5-run inning. There's no way in the world that I'm pitching to Cronenworth there. You got Will Myers on deck. He's an out.
right.
Yeah.
I am not a Will Myers fan, never have been. Sorry, Will, but you got a nice contract. But I'm out, man. I got to pitch. I got to see Will Myers beat me, not Jay Cronenworth.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the frustrating thing. You win 111 games and you get nothing. It happens time and time again with the Dodgers built for the regular season, but it seems it's always who can I trust and concerns and question marks about the bullpen, and it happened again.
Yeah, you know what, Paul? I think there's something going on there in the front office and communication with Dave Roberts, and it's all before the game. I may be wrong on this, but I hear a lot of whispers that these games are somehow scripted. You can't script a game and know when you're going to bring in your bullpen and who's coming in. A real big thing in baseball and with your bullpen, in my opinion, is the guys down there in the pen, they got to know what their role is and when they're expected to pitch. And when that phone rings, a good bullpen, when the phone rings, they know who's getting up. You know what I mean? The Dodgers, they got Chris Martin pitching the ninth, and they got to pitch in the sixth the next day or 2 days later. It's really unsettling. I think there's a new term that this younger generation has come up with. It's called pocket. Relief pitchers have a pocket that they can pitch in, and I think it's a bunch of garbage.
Uh-huh.
And we're taking away the manager's instinct and, you know, having a comfort zone for your guys in the pen so that they know and they have a good idea when they know when they're going to pitch. And I don't see that with the Dodgers. They got some nice arms down there, but he's got them pitching all over the place, unlike Bob Melvin and unlike Rob Thompson. And the Phillies bullpen, to me, is the biggest improvement. It's a huge reason why the Phillies are where they're at. And it's been much maligned. I know we get used to saying how bad the Phillies bullpen is every year, but that's not the case right now. And it hasn't been the case for about the last 90 games. Rob Thompson has done a phenomenal job of getting some order to that bullpen. There's no panic. Guys know when they're going to pitch. And that goes a long way to winning ball games, especially close games.
I want to follow up on that point because the Phillies have been so good since Rob Thompson took over. And that's, you know, despite the Bryce Harper injury, too. He was out for several weeks with a hand injury. What is Thompson doing differently that Joe Girardi was not doing?
You know what, man? I don't know. Well, I'll say this. The first thing he's doing that I don't think Joe did is he's got some order to the bullpen, kind of like what I just said. He's a calm guy. He's a baseball lifer. I really like the fact that he and Bob Melvin are going up against each other. You got two old school lifer type managers that have paid their dues in the game, but he's really a certain calmness about Rob Thompson, and he's just got some order to that bullpen. He showed some creativity with Zach Eflin coming in pitching the ninth inning. I really like that move. He's a strike thrower. He's got big cojones. He's got guts. He's not afraid. And that's the biggest thing you want in your closer. Zach Eflin, making that move with Eflin has been huge. So a little creativity there on his part. It wouldn't surprise me if Eflin ends up getting a start, believe it or not, in these playoffs. I was looking at how the rotations broke down. And there's some holes here. There's only one off day.
Yeah.
It really tests the depth of a team's starting rotation, unlike past years.
I know it's because, you know, what happened with the late start, but Wayne, what do you think of the schedule? And we're going to go five, if the series go the distance, you're going to play 5 days in a row.
I kind of like it, Paul, because it's going to find out who's got the most depth and the best all-around team. I kind of like it because that's what you do during the regular season. You want one day off after game two is fine. But if this goes six or more, you're flying from Philly back to San Diego and playing that next day. So it's going to be – I think it's fun. And I think it's really a test of team starting rotations, which I think we need to be talking more of. But bullpens are huge. But I want to see us develop more starting pitching as a general rule and looking at the big picture. And it's going to test a team that has four starting pitchers, legit guys, and get the emphasis back on that. So I like the idea of no off days. I really do.
Wayne Krivsky, former MLB executive and Reds GM with us. Sorry, Derek Stevens took his circuit crew down to Petco Park in San Diego for game three of the Dodgers series. I think he's going back this week, Paul. I think he's going back for either game one or game two against the Phillies. This is going to be a great series. Right now at Circus Sports, Wayne, Padres are -130 to win the series, -130 favorites. Who do you like in this series? How do you break it down? And let's take a look at the pitching, too. Who do you think's got the pitching advantage? Starting pitchers, bullpen. Do you think the Padres should be small favorites?
Maybe just a little bit, Matt. I've seen 120 to 130. I kind of looked at it last night, and you're going to have the extra home game with San Diego, obviously, if it goes that far. That Wheeler-Nola two-headed monster at the top, that's not going to be fun to face for those Padre hitters, but neither is Darvish and Snell. I assume those would be game one and two for the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the rotations, it's pretty even, and also in the bullpen, okay, we'll give the Padres a slight edge, but it's not as big a discrepancy and a huge edge to the Padres on defense. The Phillies can kick the ball around, and Schwarber and Castellanos as corner outfielders, that's problematic. I like the Padres' defense much better,
mm-hmm.
more consistent on the infield. Offensively, you got to give the edge to the Phillies, but they're streaky. It's going to be interesting. I see a long series. I don't think this is going to be a short series. I think these teams are pretty even.
Well, how about tonight? Sorry, Wayne. I'll put you in charge tonight.
Yeah.
You're Boone.
Yeah.
What do you do after Tyone? And would you go Tyone, Nestor, and then question marks about who could be at the end? Can you use Peralta again? What would you do with Boone in your bullpen?
Yeah, I think he's got a few options there, Paul. I think you got to have Trevino's live. Cole Holmes has got to be available. I know there were some questions the other night. But I think they're hoping for a good five innings out of Tyone. Trevino's going to fit in there in the sixth or seventh. I think Peralta's got a rubber arm. This isn't April. This is October. So come on, guys. You got to buckle up. And everybody's available. So that shouldn't be a problem, in my opinion. I don't know why Holmes. You can't have Clark Schmidt pitching in the ninth inning of the game the other night. There's no way. He's a starting pitcher by trade, and he's a middle reliever. Give you multiple innings. Not pitching the ninth inning. That was very poorly planned. Trevino and Loaisiga threw 22 pitches between them. They're your two of your best guys that you trust, and they're out of the game in the sixth or seventh inning. That was poorly done, in my opinion.
All right, Wayne, I know you might bet games from time to time. Tonight, the Yankees are minus 150. Would you lay it with a favorite, or would you take it with a dog here?
Good question, Matt. Yeah, I'm in a good spot. I took the Indians at the beginning of the series, and I took the Yankees at plus 175 last night.
There you go.
I'm in a good position. I got Cleveland plus 330 and the Yankees plus 175, so I don't have to sweat it too much. But if I was going to play it, I'd have to take the Yankees, I think. I trust Tyone more than I trust Savali. But the problem is, here we go. Anything can happen. These guys haven't pitched in like 10 or 11, 12 days. Tyone got out there once out of the pen and wasn't right. He got out of his routine, and you put a guy in that spot, and he struggled. But I like Tyone. I mean, here's a guy 14-5 with a 3.9 ERA. I just have a hard time seeing Cleveland with that pop gun offense scoring many runs tonight. And I would lean Yankees tonight, but I don't. Okay. I'm glad I don't have to play it.
Nice job by you. You bet that series like a pro. Right.
Well, I'm learning. You guys, I listen to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Wayne. Great job. Enjoy the game tonight.
Okay, good talking to you guys. Thank you.
That was fun. A lot of opinions. Wayne Krivsky, former MLB executive. He asked the question right off the top about the price. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know Dustin 35-1 on the Phillies to win the World Series. They were 18-1 in August to win the National League. Padres as high as 14-1, 9-1 when they made the Soto trade. So someone's going to cash some big tickets. And you got a 90-1 out there with Cleveland if they could shock the world and get to the ALCS. Everyone wants to see Yankees Astros, though. You're right about that. Again, 60-1, 50-1. Some monster tickets cashed over the weekend in the NFL. Win-lose coming up next on VSiN.
Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Steelers plus 360 on the money line. Dogs barking yesterday. Dogs barking all over. Especially, we'll get to college in a second, too. College 34-11 ATS and 15 outright upsets. Jets plus 320. A lot of problems in Green Bay. Oh boy. Green Bay and Tampa Bay 3-3. G-Men plus 210. Atlanta plus 170. Most receiving yards, Tyreek Hill. I guess when he told the reporter, I'll put up numbers with you. Hey, he's right. Thompson starts, gets hurt. Teddy comes in there. Teddy throws for 300 yards. In the loss, 18-1.
We got a new ping pong table coming in this week.
Yeah, right. Matt Ryan, most passing yards, 14-1. He threw 58 times, and he wasn't sacked.
He looked great. You got to admit it. You know, Matt Ryan looked pretty bad at times in the first five games.
He
looked really good here in week six. And how about the Colts?
I camped that 3-2-1. How?
They got a winning record through six games, as bad as they've looked in a majority of the games.
Yep. Most points. Are you ready? Most points this week, Patriots, 50-1. Belichick does it again. Zappi can play 300 yards.
Of course he can.
I mean, he's good at Western Kentucky.
He's great.
17-21 against the Lions. They threw him in the fire against Green Bay and Lambeau.
He had 60 TD passes last year at Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
I love the pick in the fourth round. You know, Mac Jones got a little heat on him when he comes back.
I think so.
He better play well because they got another quarterback who can win.
That was a big win. big win by New England, and they got hope now. Fewest points, Arizona, 60-1.
Sick.
You're going against one of the worst defenses historically we've seen in a long, long time, right? They don't score. The touchdown was defensive.
Block punt.
Yeah.
Recovered in the end zone.
No, excuse me, block punt, yeah.
The Seattle defense had allowed 430 yards and 30 points per game, and the Cardinals offense gets 3 freaking points.
Well, at least they score in the first quarter, finally. I know.
Oh, yeah. They get that monkey up in that.
But this is if he can't get it done Thursday, I don't think he will.
8 straight home losses.
Come on, man. Can't score against Seattle. Broken.
I got a feeling Michael Lombardi, when we talk to him here in about 15 minutes, he's going to go off on Arizona.
Lowest scoring game, Arizona-Seattle, 25-1. Highest scoring game, Colts-Jags, 18-1. I get horrible read. I had the under. That got 36.5 in play. Then all hell broke loose. Long touchdown run. It's 14-3. They're throwing it all, and then that turns into a shootout. Atlanta 6-0 ATS. Stanford plus 550 money line. Oh. Explain Notre Dame. I can't.
I will. A coach who is in over his head.
Really?
And they just don't have a great quarterback either. So, you know, when you got problems with the coach and the quarterback, this is what happens.
Okay.
So you have an Irish team now that's lost as a 20-point favorite to Marshall and a 16-point favorite to Stanford. What a debacle at ND.
Great story. Tennessee beats Alabama. 3-1 on the money line. Hooker was great. They had a big lead. The last second field goal, tear down the goalpost. We'll get to coming up. Old Dominion plus 350. Georgia Southern 4-1. They pulled the upset. Colorado plus 475. They beat Cal. Michigan State plus 240. Beat Wisconsin in overtime. All the baseball props. Padres to win the series plus 190. Padres minus a game and a half plus 320. Houston in a sweep, 3-1. Friday, Harper was 5-1 to hit a home run. Same Saturday. Friday at William Hill, Harper and Stanton to hit home runs, 20-1. That cashes. Hoskins was plus 550. Yankees Guardians extra innings on Friday, plus 750. Grisham to go deep Friday, 10-1. Saturday and Sunday, Bader to hit a home run, 12-1. Saturday, Astros Mariners extra innings, plus 750. Couple UFC Martinez round 2 finish 8-1 and Tyara round 2 finish. That was also 9-1. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. Good dog video to start. The older dog is jealous of the puppy. And he comes in here and he's trying to grab as she's kissing the puppy and grabbing and get back. Show me some affection. Come on. And grabbing and coming in and he wants. Absolutely jealous there. What do you think of this move? How about 501? They're going to do a movie about John Daly.
Why?
And Jonah Hill is going to play John Daly. Oh, he's had an interesting life, but that you won't see it.
No, I'm not going to watch it.
No? No interest? How about, do you think they got it right with the casting? I think they nailed
sure,
that.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, where is this movie going to be shown? This is not going to be in theaters. It's going to be like a Netflix movie
something
or
something like that. Right. Absolutely. Probably. And win some. Good for Tennessee. Good for their fans. It's been a long time coming. They had lost 15 in a row to Alabama. They tear the goalpost down and right out of the stadium and it goes onto the street. And now you have the GoFundMe because they have a game coming up and they don't have goalpost.
They're going to be okay.
Yeah, right. Yes.
They're going to come up with enough money to pay for the goalpost and the fines and they're going to be just fine.
How good was that game?
Awesome.
That had
awesome,
everything. Yeah. I thought they were going to run him out. Oh, look at that scene.
Wow.
How good
the
is that?
Sea of Orange right there. You know, that game was so good, and you had, you know, arguably the greatest coach of all time in college football makes some mistakes at the end.
Yes, he
did.
And O'Brien. You got to run the ball. Can't give them time.
Open the door for Tennessee to win it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Clock management mistake.
Yep.
Game management mistake.
Are they a four? Are they a four-loss team without Young? They have a lot of issues.
Dude, without
Bryce Young was awesome.
You can make a case right now that Alabama should have 3 losses.
Absolutely. Lose some. Tampa from 7 up to 10 in the over. 42.5 up to 46. No ZD. Colts Jags under. 44 down to 41.5. Seattle Arizona over. 47 up to 51. An in-play dream. Arizona couldn't score. Giants Ravens over 43.5 up to 46. Atlanta San Francisco over 43.5 up to 46. Toledo Kent State under 68.5 down to 61. No good. Friday night, Texas San Antonio Florida International over 53.5 to 64.5. Kentucky Miss State over 47 up to 51. Purdue Nebraska under 63.5 down to 56.
I got to say something. I can't understand why that total dropped.
The Purdue game?
Nebraska's defense has been so bad. And Purdue's defense is, not exactly great. And what did you see? 80 total points scored in that game, 43 to 37.
UAB Charlotte over 58.5 up to 65. That was no good as well. Bad for the books. Bengals pick up to 3. I know they're 3-3, but still, they were fortunate to win that game. Come on. All the injuries with New Orleans. Falcons plus 6.5 down to 3.5 outright. Air Force UNLV under 53.5 down to 50, 42-7. Utah State, Colorado State under 54.5 down to 46. What was that, 17-13, I think? 17. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Michigan State over 42.5 up to 50. Texas, Iowa State under 55.5 down to 48. Texas State, Troy under 55.5 down to 46.5. That was 17-14.
By the way, good call by Paul Stone. Texas, Iowa State under, I think, was his best bet in the Circa Friday Football Invitational. I notice Paul catches a lot of crap on social media if he has a losing week. That was a great call by him right there. 24-21. Longhorns had to sweat that one out, Paul.
San Jose State, Fresno under 56.5 down to 47. Another great call. That was 17-10. Arizona, Washington over 66.5 up to 73. That game was an aerial circus. Utah, USC over 59 up to 65.5.
Incredible game, by the way. I recorded this game. I've watched it 3 times. It's amazing what happened in this game. By the way, Utah scored touchdowns on 5 of its last 6 possessions, and the one they didn't score, they fumbled at the 3-yard line.
Arkansas, BYU over 57.5 up to 66. That got to 90, I think 101. 101.5 in play.
Is that right?
James Madison, Georgia Southern over 63 up to 67, and Georgia Vandy over 52.5 up to 58. A couple bad beats. Yankees game 4, blow a 2-run lead in the 9th. Giants, Ravens over 45. Barkley falls down. And did the East Carolina, Memphis go over because of the
overtimes?
All the overtimes that they had?
I believe that was the case.
That was wild. Win some, lose some.
I think the Yankees were a really bad beat on Saturday night.
Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. All right, to Matt's point, the Yankees were 167-0 in postseason history when leading by multiple runs entering the 9th inning, and they blow it.
Aaron Boone. And the bullpen.
Schmidt.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, Wayne was not happy with that.
And, the Guardians also, they had a lot of, soft hits, bloopers. Very fortunate, caught some breaks.
VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the best betting talent in the game. Sign up now for just $99. Get VSiN Pro all the way through the Super Bowl. Everything we have to offer, 24/7 live shows, subscriber-only betting guides to college bowl season and the Super Bowl. It's the best bet in the game. $99 for VSiN Pro through the Super Bowl. Sign up now, VSiN.com/subscribe. Monday Night Football up next. Former NFL offensive lineman Ryan Harris up next. The problems in Denver. Can they get the offense figured out? And can they put heat on Herbert tonight? Straight ahead.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports are in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, or baseball, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every week for new promotions. Tuesday, hockey, first goal insurance. Friday night, college football bet. Sunday football parlay insurance. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today at BetRivers. It's a whole new game. Monday night football tonight, Denver and the Chargers. And Ryan Harris joins us now, Super Bowl champ, former NFL offensive lineman, Westwood One NFL analyst. And pick up his book, Mindset for Mastery, NFL Champion's Guide to Reaching Your Greatness. Appreciate the time, sir. What What do you make of this Denver offense and the struggles of Wilson, worst in the league, 15 points per game?
Well, one, it's just getting a new system with a new coach, and a player at a quarterback position is playing with new players. It takes time. You know, I'm sure you were better on your sixth show than you were on your first show, and it just takes a little bit of time to get connected, to know what plays work when. And listen, coaches always think they got the best ideas, right? But you have to. It takes time for them to figure out when to call the right plays and when the players need to take over. So that's part of it. And the other thing is that injuries have decimated the Broncos. Over $70 million are on the IR. $70 million.
What do you see with the red zone? Because they are moving the ball, but then it bogs down in the red zone. What are you seeing there?
I'm seeing a common problem in the NFL the first 5 to 6 weeks of the season, which, you know, a lot of teams, strangely, a lot of teams don't practice red zone. I mean, even the year we won the Super Bowl, we didn't start getting red zone production until about week five, I think it was. And that came from Peyton Manning going to the coaches and saying, hey, let's not start changing what we're doing. We're calling the plays to get down there. You know, let's not worry about the plays before. In addition, we started going through walkthroughs of the red zone on the end of Thursday's practice instead of just working on it Friday. So that was like a huge difference that even walking through it once created tremendous production because it wasn't a new playbook that guys were experiencing after making the plays in the playbook the whole time down the field.
Do you think they break out of it tonight and get well against a below-average Charger defense and a defense that has problems without Bosa putting pressure on a quarterback?
I believe this is the only opportunity they have to right the ship this season before it goes bad. I mean, you can't go 0-2 when you open in a division like the AFC West. You got to win one of those games, and nothing better than doing it against Justin Herbert. They're going to get Justin Simmons, their safety back. Bradley Chubb has been exploding at that defensive end position, bringing tons of pressure. And they got Latavius Murray on the other side to be a backup running back. So they need things to work in a big way. This is a must-win for the Broncos.
All right, that's going to be a good one tonight. I'm curious, over the weekend you called the Stanford-Notre Dame game. We'll get back to the NFL in a minute. I want to get your thoughts on this because you just don't see upsets like this in the NFL. Notre Dame is a 16.5-point home favorite. The second time this season Notre Dame's fallen as a huge home favorite, also against Marshall, laying 20. What did you see on Saturday that might have disturbed you about the way Notre Dame's playing right now?
It just looked like the players did not know how to handle winning. They were slow, lethargic, lacked urgency, and I think they fell victim to, oh, we got a bad team coming in, we're going to kill them. I mean, Stanford had given up touchdown receptions of 75 yards, 55 yards, 65 yards. And the longest one, I believe, that the Irish had all night was 41 yards to Brandon Merriweather, a brand-new freshman. And then Stanford did an excellent job of basic defense. Michael Mayer's the best tight end in the nation, so much so that him and his parents need to decide whether or not it's worth playing the rest of the season. And they bracketed coverage him. They put a guy underneath and they put a guy over top. And Notre Dame offensively wasn't able to go anywhere else with the football, and that proved to be catastrophic.
Were you stunned when you saw Alabama's defense give up 567 yards, 5 passing TDs, and 52 points in that loss to Tennessee?
But no, I wasn't stunned at all. That's what happens, guys. When you get those high-end coaches like, you know, Nick Saban, one of the greatest coaches slash recruiters in coaching history, especially when it comes to college. But when those guys start losing, he doesn't know what to do. They've never been there, right? And so when we played the Patriots, one of the things that we always said, hey, when they try and get physical, if you bark back, if you give them back that and more, they have nothing. And that's what happens with a team like Alabama at Tennessee. When they're going against a team that doesn't care how physical they are, that are willing to drag it out for 4 quarters, they got nothing left because they've been relying on their intimidation factor. And their coaches don't know how to coach them in failure.
Do you think they're – interesting answer there. You mentioned Belichick and the Patriots. How about what's going on in Tampa? Now, as a former lineman, how would you feel if Brady's taken Wednesdays off, he went to a wedding, and then he has a bad performance, and then he's screaming at the offensive lineman on the sideline during the game.
Well, I mean, that's where the leadership comes. And I'll give you a perfect example. You know, we were in New England playing against Tom Brady and the Patriots when I was on the Houston Texans, mm-hmm. and an offensive player tried to come over and scream at the offensive line, almost lost his life. So either Tom Brady is 100% has, you know, right, you know, basis to stand on, or, you know, there lacks leadership on that offensive line for Tampa. I don't care who you are. If you're going to be taking time off and screaming in people's faces, you deserve to get your ass kicked, period. I mean, that's the NFL. Right. So I'm not sure what's going on in Tampa. There's no question that team is distracted. Mm-hmm. But how many times are we going to count out Tom Brady in week 6 through 10 of the season before he wins the Super Bowl that year? Let's give him credit for what he's done.
No, okay, you're right about that, counting out Brady. So you would take – they're a 4.5-point underdog tonight. You would take the points with the Broncos in what you call the must-win?
Fellas, I'm all about investing, so make sure your disposable income only matches what you've invested. So if you've invested – into stocks like Nike, Starbucks, and other companies that you use. Absolutely, boys. Go ahead. Take the dog. Give me the points. Let's go.
You know, on the flip side of this, what do you see from this Chargers team? Because we thought this defense was going to be better with the offseason additions, J.C. Jackson, Khalil Mack, and others, and it hasn't happened. This defense is not better. Brandon Staley's a defensive coach, too. Came over from the Rams as the D.C. Justin Herbert, a very talented quarterback, but this offense runs hot and cold. It just seems like something's off with this Chargers team. What do you see there?
Well, I see a team that's doing a great job considering the offensive line injuries they have. Uh-huh. You lost one of the best left tackles, Rashawn Slater, and you're able to still play. You had an emergence of Austin Eckler. I mean, he's mm-hmm. really started to perform at the level that he's capable of. Still one of the most underrated running backs in the NFL.
Yeah.
And Justin Herbert continues to excel. I mean, I've said it before, but, I mean, he is the best quarterback I've ever seen in real life. I mean, he is elite with his arm. The guesses, I mean, the chances he takes are exhilarating and bring confidence to an offense. He is really something. And the problem to me is just Brandon Staley's inability or unwillingness to kick some field goals. It's okay to kick 5 field goals in a game and win in the NFL. Somebody's got to tell him that, boys.
Thanks for the time, Ryan. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thanks.
Former NFL offensive lineman, Super Bowl champ Ryan Harris, Westwood One, and Mindset for Mastery, NFL Champions Guide to Reaching Your Greatness. These numbers are hideous. It's last in scoring, last in red zone offense, 30th on third down. And if they can't get healthy tonight against the Chargers, he's right. You're running out of time.
Who's been worse at his job up to this point, Russell Wilson or Nathaniel Hackett?
Tough call. I know.
It's got to be probably Hackett.
Well, right? Well, we'll see with the shoulder now. If they get the shoulder fixed.
That's an excuse.
Yeah.
When a guy's playing that poorly, like I covered the NFL for a long time. And
yeah.
What happens is when a guy's playing poorly and a front office invests, let's say they made a blockbuster deal for him, gave him a huge contract extension. They look like complete fools for all of that right now. So what you want to do is try to take some of the heat off and throw an excuse out there. Well, here's why Russell Wilson's not playing well. He's got a shoulder injury. And then a lot of people will buy that, and they'll say, I'm not buying it, okay? I'm not, because I know how this stuff works. They're trying to make an excuse for how poorly he's playing because how bad they look right now for making this deal.
Rushing. Yep, rushing.
What's worse, the trade or the contract? The contract.
Oh, the contract.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And Hackett's in over his head, too. His rushing prop's only 12.5 yards. Doesn't take off and run anymore either.
So when Russell Wilson made those poor throws at the end of the game against the Colts, Paul, did it look like he had a bad shoulder or he just made some bad decisions?
Horrible decisions.
That's right.
Hamler wide open. The interceptions were pathetic, and they blew that game. It was a killer loss. But the Colts made the adjustments and then dropping back 58 times. But Ryan almost threw for 400 yards, and they got the win. We'll see if Hackett can make some adjustments. They can move the ball against a bad Charger defense. Up next, we'll continue with Monday Night Football. We'll get into some of the props, and we'll recap in pocket and give out some plays. Matt's got a ton of plays that he likes as well. We'll close strong on VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1. You're right.
All right. What a weekend. Let's start it off. Utah, they won but didn't cover.
Wow. What a game in Salt Lake City. Yeah. Man, that was a classic. 43-42. Did you like Kyle Whittingham's decision to go for two?
Loved it.
You laid the points with Utah. You probably won it overtime at that point.
I did take a little money line, though, too.
Yeah, I did, too.
You have to. You're not stopping. No one's getting stops in that game.
Right.
So that's the correct decision. Bad read here.
I thought so as well.
Right. This surprised me. Colts Jags under 44 down to 41.5, 42. It got down to 36.5 in play. And then
you probably
exploded.
Didn't think Matt Ryan was going to put the ball in the air 58 times.
He had 30. There's 8 games going on at the same time. You can't keep track of everything. But they're all at halftime at the same time. And then it was like Matt Ryan's throwing the ball 38 times in the first half. What the hell's going on here? And he threw it, 58 for the game? Bengals, 1.5 on the show, close 3. It was a struggle. They get the late touchdown by Chase, but I'm telling you, cause for concern. They win. They're 3-3. Again, the Saints didn't have Lattimore, Olave, Landry, Thomas, and Cincinnati survives 30-26. No defensive or special teams touchdown parlay cashes with the Bengals game and the Bills and the Chiefs. And Oklahoma State plus the points. They should have won the game. Absolutely should have won the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they get the money as they lose by 3. Let's go longest touchdown under tonight, 40.5 in the Monday night game. And Fun Belt Thursday, huge matchup. And we know we got Troy 14-1 to win the conference. But this is a great story here with South Alabama. I'll lay the three with South Alabama in the Sun Belt coming up on Thursday.
South Alabama nearly knocked off UCLA at the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
That was actually a pretty good win for the Bruins.
Oh, look at you.
What's that?
All right, not bad.
First page here, Tennessee winner, Indiana, Syracuse, Nebraska winners. Losers on Penn State and Florida, so 4-2 on the first page.
Yeah, that was shame on me.
What's that?
I know better.
What?
Taking Franklin in a big game.
James Franklin.
Yeah, blown out. First half was incredible. Michigan should have been up in a blowout. It was a tight game.
It was actually a miracle that Penn State led that game 17-16 early in the second half, but did not get there. Let's go to page number two on the plays. Loser with Utah, if you laid the points. Winners with Hawaii.
Outright.
How about Hawaii taking down Nevada late Saturday night? Steelers +9 over the Bucks and a loser with the Packers, and that was pathetic. I felt bad about that one. I think that had to be a great game for the books. All the teasers
and the
money line parlays on the Packers.
Hey,
Saturday night, I want to bring this up quickly because I'm out here in the book with Derek Stevens and the whole group. And after the Dodgers Padres game, there was one game in the sports world going on, Paul. What do you think it was? Nevada Hawaii football. And we can't get it here at the sportsbook. Hawaii sold the rights to their games to the Island pay-per-view channel, and you can't get it anywhere else, which I think is a huge, huge mistake by the Hawaii athletic director.
Oh, yeah. Get-out game, huge ratings.
Think about – you got to understand your product, okay? There are so many people betting on sports now, and that Hawaii game is the get-out game on Saturday night. Would a streaming service like Amazon like to buy the rights to Hawaii football when that's the only thing on Saturday nights? How much money could you make off of
that? Good observation.
You have to market your product. You have to understand what your appeal is to the public. And as Hawaii football, you've got something there that people want to see on Saturday nights.
Those games
and nobody can watch it.
Good call. Those games do tremendous handle.
Yes.
Get out game. Absolutely. Good point.
All right, tonight I'm playing Broncos. +4.5. I do think Russell Wilson's going to play better tonight. Our guest, Ryan Harris, said it best. This is pretty much your last chance to get things turned around.
Yeah.
If you're Denver, this is a fourth primetime game in 6 weeks, Paul, for Russell Wilson and the Broncos. They're two losses to the Seahawks and the Colts by a total of 4 points. Their win over the Niners by one. I think this is another game that goes to the wire. I've got two college football plays. I'm going to have a lot more this week, but what I played so far, Wisconsin -1.5 against Purdue. This game's in Madison. The Badgers have not lost to the Boilermakers since 2003.
Really?
Yes. We're going about on 20 years here.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think we're getting a better number here because the Badgers blew the game against Michigan State and East Lansing. That's holding the number down in this game. But think about what they did to Northwest. They annihilated Northwestern a couple weeks ago. They're playing hard for Jim Leonard. I still think Purdue's got a lot of problems on the defensive side of the ball. I'll lay the 1.5 with the Badgers. Cheap price. And
you teased this earlier. I mentioned the gauntlet here that TCU has to go through.
All right. I'm taking K-State +5 off a bye against a TCU team that played SMU, Oklahoma, Kansas, Oklahoma State. Kansas State's got to be the team with more gas in the tank this week. And by the way, Kansas State's covered 4 in a row against TCU and won 3 of those games, and the loss was by 1 point. I think a lot of things point to Kansas State.
All right, very good. There you go. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern, betrivers.com. So Survivor Carnage, which we'll get to coming up, but 6 dogs outright yesterday. Do this. This is a good pro tip that you have today. I think this makes a lot of sense because you saw Pittsburgh catching 10 outright. Patriots dog outright. Jets underdog. Who needs the 7-8 points outright? Giants. Who needs the points outright? Atlanta outright. Seattle outright. Mm-hmm. Pro tip. If you like a dog, consider betting a large percentage on the spread and a small percentage on the money line. Yeah, always sprinkling a little money line on that dog.
Yeah, you know,
especially college football. You never know what's going to happen, as you talked about with Stanford. But dogs went 34-11 in college this weekend, this nugget from David Purdom, 15 won outright.
15 outright.
And all shapes and sizes what happened.
In the NFL yesterday, six dogs went outright, right? I talked about this in the first year we were on VSiN, you know, 5.5 years ago or so. It's a good idea if you're a dog player to put about 70-80% of your play on the spread, taking the points. Say 70-75%. And then put 1/4 of it, 25% on the money line. Because a lot of the dogs that win straight up, especially in the NFL.
That's the pro tip. We do it every hour and available for subscribers only at vsin.com. So last year, almost 4,100 people got in Circa Survivor. At this time last year, there were still 2,224 contestants left. Wow. This year, 6,133 people entered Survivor. There are 382 left, and 43 have the Chargers tonight. If the Rams would have lost yesterday, we would have been down to 107. Think about that. Nothing on the line here. Just $6 million. That's all. Rams, number one selected team. Tampa, number two, out. Green Bay, three, out. San Francisco, four, out. Eagles got through as well. But you see 123 on Tampa, 102 on Green Bay, 60 on San Francisco, 31 were on the Ravens, 8 were on Arizona, 5 on Cleveland, 1 at Miami. And 6 had the Bears on Thursday. What a difference a year makes. But again, this is the NFL I know and love. When you see the chaos yesterday, and for the whole season, it's been this way. Okay. Carolina's awful. Other than that, it's any given they are. Other than that, it's any given Sunday. There's no free spot on a bingo card.
What about the Bears?
No.
The Commodores.
And Frisky beat the Niners.
The
took
Cardinals.
A lot of people out. No.
Cardinals are home?
Well, I can't believe their favorite Thursday.
Put that in perspective, what you said there, this time a year ago,
2,200.
More than 50% of the field was still in Survivor.
Yeah.
Right now, you got about 7% of the field left.
Oh, God.
Wow.
It's not getting to Christmas. And I'd love to see an update of Jeff Benson Saturday.
Why did you do that when
because
you said
I can't
Jeff
believe
Benson.
What he said. Jeff Benson said he made it $5. Someone would go 20-0. Made
what?
A $5 favorite. Someone would run the table.
Really?
It's not getting to Christmas. It can't. Camouflage. I don't want to hear about the camouflage. You know?
Are you going to make a bet with Jeff Benson?
I already have
Did
it.
Did you make a bet?
No, with a buddy E, yes. I have even money Christmas. E from San Diego. And I got to give him a credit. They showed up. Those Padre fans showed up.
Yeah.
I forgot about the playoff drought. They didn't sell those tickets to their Dodger fans. Great
You're
job
right about
by the
that.
San Diego fans.
I think Derek Stevens said when he was down there for game three, or is Derek or somebody else mentioned that they thought it was about 80 or 90% Padres fans.
Yeah, it was big. Yeah.
There was going to be speculation that a lot more Dodgers fans are going to be there. It might be a 60-40.
That's what it is every regular season.
But that was not the case.
I know. Yeah. Good job. All right. Enjoy Monday Night Football. Big game five with the Yankees and Cleveland. NLCS starts tomorrow. Good job. Mitch should be back tomorrow. The NBA starts tomorrow. Jonathan Von Tobel on the show. Yes. And Mike Florio on this mess that could emerge with Daniel Snyder. Talk to you tomorrow. Good luck out there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.